The November 5th election in Wisconsin is the first under new legislative maps. For more than a decade, the maps were heavily gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. Now, Democrats have a chance to gain a majority in the state assembly. The balance of power in the legislature will come down to a handful of swing districts across the state. WUWM's Sam Woods visited one of those districts and has this story.
Wisconsin's 61st Assembly District lies at a bit of a crossroads. Part of the district is in the southwest edge of the city of Milwaukee, but most of the district is in the suburbs of Greenfield, Greendale, and Hales Corners. And for residents like Sarah, this crossroads is perfect.
I love that I am in the city of Milwaukee and get all the benefits of being in the city, yet I like being really close to my school blocks down the street. And I like the green trees of our neighborhood. I like the diversity of our neighborhood.
The district is also at a crossroads politically, as it is one of only a handful of competitive state assembly seats this election. Democrat Luann Byrd is running to replace incumbent Republican Bob Donovan. Byrd ran unsuccessfully against Donovan under the old district maps in 2022. She has local school board experience, stemming from her advocacy for wheelchair-accessible schools after her husband was paralyzed in the 1990s. This experience with the education system is part of what draws voters like Sarah to her, along with Byrd's support for Democratic priorities like abortion rights.
I like that she is really into women's health care and women making their own decisions about their bodies. Education is important to her, and also the work that she's done in disability rights with her husband.
Byrd said she'd advocate for more funding for public schools if elected, and she would lean on her school board experience, which gave her insight into state house politics.
So I would go to legislative sessions when needed, and I participated, for example, on a legislative study committee that was looking at creating a teacher council on certification for teachers.
Republican Bob Donovan is also no stranger to politics. He was an alderman in Milwaukee for 20 years and ran twice, unsuccessfully, for Milwaukee mayor. Donovan now lives in Greenfield and is a representative in the state assembly. The new maps drew him out of the district he currently represents, but he says he plans to move into the new district. Donovan did not respond to WUWM's requests for interview, but in a candidate survey this summer, he emphasized his constituents' concerns about cost of living as a reason he's running again. He said he would support tax relief if reelected. A voter named Dennis says he supports Donovan, in part because of his personal connection to the candidate.
I've known Bob for several years. I used to be a city inspector, and Bob and I used to walk streets together in Milwaukee, and we used to walk with area police officers, sheriff's department, canine units, and we would go from house to house.
Like Dennis with Donovan, Sarah also has a personal connection to Byrd. She worked with Byrd's daughter at a school she previously taught at. And given these personal connections to the candidates, you might think this is a district where the old adage, all politics is local, still lives. But that's not entirely the case. Sarah knew she was voting Democrat even before Byrd was the nominee.
I mean, I knew because I'm a Democrat at heart.
And asked Dennis why he supports Donovan, and he'll give an answer that may as well come directly from the Republican presidential platform.
We have to make sure the borders are closed and the right people are coming in the right way legally, because there's too much crime, rampant crime in all the cities, and it's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. Otherwise, we're not going to have a future.
In the August primary, Donovan defeated a Republican challenger easily, winning over 90% of the vote. But the total votes cast for Republicans was still about 700 less than Byrd received running unopposed in the primary, and about the same number she lost to Donovan by 2 years ago under the old maps. With Election Day looming and the state's balance of power up for grabs, the 61st District might show us whether Wisconsin politics is still local or if it's officially gone national. Sam Woods, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.